课堂听 class.com。
Help foreign guests at formal dinner. With the spring festival just round the corner, your mouth might already be watering at the thought of the coming banquet. The traditional family banquet is the year's most important meal for millions of Chinese at home and abroad. You probably know all about the food.And have tried many different dishes. But do you really know how to behave properly at such an important meal? If a foreign friend was visiting, could you explain Chinese table manners? Don't worry if you are not sure. Here are some tips. The main difference between Chinese and Western eating habits is that unlike the West, where everyone has their own plate of food,In China, the dishes are placed on the table and everybody shares. It is always polite to let guests or elder people at the table taste every dish first. Although there are no strict rules on how to set chopsticks and spoons, there are some things you should never do during a Chinese banquet. Firstly, and most importantly, don't put your chopsticks upright.In the rice bowl. Instead, lay them on your dish. The reason for this is that when people die, family members give them a bowl of rice with a pair of chopsticks sticking out. So, if you stick your chopsticks in the rice bowl, it looks like you want someone at the table to die. Make sure the spout of the teapot is not facing anyone, as this is impolite.The spout should always be directed to where nobody is sitting, usually just outward from the table. Don't tap on your bowl with your chopsticks. Beggars tap on their bowls, so this is not polite, especially when you eat in a friend's home. Although teenagers are not supposed to drink any alcohol, you can still say "干杯" and toast the longevityand health of your grandparents and parents. This is sure to please them.